You are listening to an audio podcast by the Durban Christian Centre Jesus Dome, a house of prayer for all nations.
Praise the Lord. Can you say amen? Now, I know that our time is up, and I want to just leave some scriptures with you this morning. What I want you to do is I want you to just write these scriptures, take the reference, and then I want you to go home and pray over them, read them through, meditate them, because I wanted to get into your spirit. And what I'm doing is, this is entitled Design for Multiplied Living, but it's talking about how that God wants us to be fruitful in every area of our lives. Would you look at somebody and tell them, no more fruitlessness? Come on, look at somebody and tell them, I prophesy over you that there shall no longer be fruitlessness, but your fruitlessness will be turned to fruitfulness. Amen. All right. Now let's look at these scriptures just quickly. I'm going to leave these scriptures with you. Tonight we're going to continue. I'm going to talk to you about, well, what are the fruits that God looks for? What are the fruits? What is he looking for? Huh? What's he looking for? Is he looking for you to have 10 cars and 5 homes? What is the fruit that God is looking for? All right. And then also in that, I know last Sunday night I spoke about how do we turn fruitlessness into fruitfulness. And I think I did about 5 points. I got about 10 points on that. So I want to just give you the nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts of how we can turn our fruitlessness into fruitfulness. And why I'm saying that is because the beginning of this year, we declared that 2016 would be the year of multiplied fruitfulness. What is it the year of? Multiplied fruitfulness. And so I want that to be not just something we talk about, not just something we preach about, but I want it to be a manifestation in your life. And in every area of your life, you are spirit, soul, and body. And every part of you ought to experience the fruitfulness of God. Can you say amen? All right. So the scriptures that I want you to look at today that speaks of the fruitfulness in the life of a believer, Titus chapter 3 and 14 in the New King James. All right. Most of these are in the New King James. So Titus chapter 3 and verse 14. You can get that up on the screen. You're going to have to stay with me. Says, and let our people also learn to maintain good works, to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful. If you're not unfruitful, then what are you? Fruitful. Okay? That's the heart of God. Matthew 7 and verse 17. Matthew 7, verse 17. You can just write these references. I want you to go home, ponder on them, meditate on them. It says there, even so, every good tree bears good fruit. Every good tree. Are you a good tree? You need to realize that you are the planting of God. God is a planter. I said this last week. The very first thing that God did after he created mankind was he planted a garden, okay? And he said, Adam, you're to be in this garden, and I'm planting you in this garden. What we also said for 2016 in the Hebrew calendar is it's the year of the peg, P-E-G. What does a peg do? It fastens me, it secures me, it connects me, it keeps me in a place, okay? And so what I'm trying to say is that just like a tree needs to be planted, we have been planted in the soil of this ministry, right? If you keep uprooting yourself, what happens? You bear no fruit. Or if you do bear fruit, it'll be very undersized, it'll be sporadic. It won't be much fruit, and it certainly won't be lasting fruit. So God is a planter, and he plants you. So would you look at somebody and tell them, I'm planted in this house of the Lord. All right. Romans 7 and verse 4. Here's another scripture that you can just think about. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him, to Jesus, who was raised from the dead, so that what? That we should bear fruit to God. How many of you can see that it's God's desire for you and I to be fruitful? Look at somebody and tell them, God wants you to be fruitful, okay? Galatians 5 and 22 is another scripture. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. All right? Now look at John chapter 15. This is where I touched on last week. But John 15 and verse 16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should" what? "That you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain." I mean, if you can see that. Who's speaking here? This is Jesus speaking here. All right? Who's speaking here? This is Jesus speaking here. And if you read from verse 1 to verse 8 in John 15, it actually tells you five levels of fruit in a believer. Do you know that it's possible to be a believer and have no fruit? And if you have no fruit, what did Jesus say he'd do to you? Just bring you in, gently stroke your head, give you a, you know, rooibos tea just so to settle your stomach or something like that. He will cut you off. It's actually quite tragic. He will cut you off and throw you into the fire. So you go from no fruit, and then he says, now you have some fruit. So we go to no fruit to some fruit. Some fruit is good. Amen. And if you got some fruit, what does he say? I'm going to prune you so that more fruit can come. So you go from no fruit to some fruit to more fruit. Amen. And he says the more fruit becomes much fruit. Hallelujah. And then not only that, he goes from more to much to now that your fruit would remain, lasting fruit. What's he talking about there? He's talking about the fact that God doesn't just want you to be fruitful. That's true. And he doesn't want you to just be limited in your fruit producing. He wants you to go from fruit to more fruit to much fruit. But here's the thing, in that last one, he wants the fruit that's on your life to impact those that you influence, those that you meet, so that there is this influence that we have, that we can reproduce in others the ability to produce fruit. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? So that's in John 17. He says, "But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain." Ephesians 2 and chapter 10. Write this out. It says, "Therefore we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." What's good works? It's the fruit. He's talking about the fruit. All right. Colossians 1 and 10. These are scriptures that you can go back, meditate on tomorrow morning when you wake up, while your wife is brushing her teeth and you're waiting to use the basin. You can read through these scriptures. Colossians 1 and 10, "That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Can you see that, family of God, that God wants us to be fruitful? Psalm 92, verse 12, it says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age." If you're bearing fruit in old age, it means that you would have been bearing fruit in young age, when you were young. Now you're old and you still got fruit, and your fruit is lasting fruit. It is fruit that has the ability to impact and influence your children, your children's children, your children's children's children. Hallelujah. All right. Genesis 28 and verse 3 says, "May God Almighty bless you." Right? And then what? Just a blessing? No. "And make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of peoples." Now, that's a good scripture to wake up in the morning. Say, "Father, I thank you. You've given me Genesis 28 and 3. You said, Lord, that you would bless me." What does that mean? You're going to make me fruitful, Lord. You are going to multiply me. Today is my day where I am fruitful. I multiply. I'll multiply the rand. I'll multiply my business. I'll multiply the anointing. I'll multiply the joy. Amen. Can you say praise the Lord? Let me give you more scriptures just in case, you know, you don't really believe it. But by the mouth of two or three witnesses, I've given you about 10 scriptures already. Genesis 41:52. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. God can cause you still to be fruitful, even though you are surrounded by adversities and all kinds of situations. Then there's Psalm chapter 1. That's a powerful psalm. And verse 3, when it talks about that, you know, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Verse 3, he shall be like a tree planted. Can you see the word planted again? Planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Bump your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, I keep telling you, God wants you to be fruitful. Look at somebody else and tell them, I declare no more fruitlessness. No more. Exodus 1 and verse 7. Look at the children of Israel. That the children of Israel, I gave you this scripture this morning, but the children of Durban Christian Center were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied, and grew exceedingly mighty in the land. Durban and South Africa and Africa and the whole wide world was filled with all of the Durban Christian Center people. Now, this scripture is given because Pharaoh was actually afraid of them, and so he multiplied hardships and made it difficult for them. And in the midst of that, they still were fruitful and they still multiplied. Amen? Is that good? All right, John chapter 15, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, when I'm in my place and planted in the house, this house, I'm secure, I am fastened, I am positioned and planted for multiplied fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands and say this. To be blessed means that I have found my place and I am planted in the place that he has chosen for me. And in that place, I shall go from fruit to more fruit to much fruit, and that my fruit will remain in Jesus' mighty name. Can you say, praise the Lord? Let's stand up right now. I know that our time is up, and I wanted to just bless you with those scriptures. Give those scriptures. You go home, you meditate on those scriptures. You dwell on those scriptures. Get those scriptures into your heart of hearts, because God wants every one of us to be fruitful. What does God want us to be? Fruitful. As a matter of fact, family of God, it is a command from God. When God blessed Adam and Eve in that garden, he blessed them and he said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue the earth, and have dominion. So it's in the heart of God for every one of us to be fruitful. Amen. I want that to settle in your heart of hearts. God is not withholding anything from you. He said, I am the vine, you are the branch. If the branch abides in the vine and is connected to the vine and simply stays in that place, then whatever is in the vine flows in the branch. The vine does not bear the fruit. The branch bears the fruit. Did you hear what I said? And I want to just leave you with this thought. Number one, the fruit is to glorify God. Number two, the fruit was never meant for you. It was meant for others to take from you and to eat and enjoy and to taste and see that the Lord is good. Can you say praise the Lord? Now, Father, we thank you for your word that's come to us this morning, that you desire for us to be fruitful in every aspect of our lives. And I thank you, Lord, that fruitfulness is as a result of a living union that we have with the living Christ. That is the truth right there. The fact that we have a living union with a living Christ, the natural byproduct of that is fruit. I want to thank you, Lord, that in this place you have a living union, that people in this place have a living union with a living Christ, because you're not a dead Christ. You're not a dead Savior. You're not a Savior that we've had to fabricate out of gold or silver or wood or anything like that, but you're a living Savior. And because we have a living union with a living Savior, we have been called to be fruitful. And I speak that fruitfulness over every life. You see, that's how it is. That's the truth right there. The truth is that God is life. He said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. The enemy will steal from you. Sin will steal from you. All that will rob and destroy the purposes of God for your life. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information, visit us on DurbanChristianCenter.com and stay in touch with us via Facebook and Twitter.